News today that House Speaker John Boehner has decided to resign has sent shockwaves through the Capitol. Boehner, who's been under enormous pressure from the fractious right wing of his party, says he'll step down from one of the most powerful positions in Washington next month.
It's become clear to me that this prolonged leadership turmoil would do irreparable harm to the institution. So this morning, I informed my colleagues that I would resign from the speakership and resign from Congress at the end of October.
Joining us now is Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano, who represents the 7th District. And Congressman, good to have you back on Radio Boston. Quite a shock. What's your reaction to this?
Just as shocked as everybody else. I mean, there were a lot of us who thought maybe he would not seek re-election after the end of his term, but no one foresaw this. My reaction, quite simply, is this could be a great thing for the country. It could be a very bad thing for the country, and we won't know until they pick a successor and then see how that successor operates.
Well, I'd love to sort of walk through a couple of those scenarios in terms of who succeeds Boehner. The leading candidate is Representative Kevin McCarthy of California, the majority leader, viewed more favorably by conservatives. What's your view of that scenario? Should the House vote for McCarthy?
It's less about the who than the how. Whoever they elect, are they going to be able to make compromise with Democrats? Are they going to be able to actually make government work again, which takes compromise and discussion and open debate? Or are they going to be hampered by their extreme right wing to basically not allow compromise and make the gridlock that we already have make it even worse? So it's not so much the who or what they might bring to the office. The question is, how are they going to use the office? Are they going to bring people together, or are they going to keep dividing us and make it worse?
I want to play you a piece of tape, and for our listeners, it's a very brief one. Conservatives greeted this, some conservatives greeted this with a lot of enthusiasm. Marco Rubio told conservatives at the Values Voter Summit that Boehner would be leaving his current position as Speaker of the House. Listen to the reaction he got.
Just a few minutes ago, Speaker Boehner announced that he will be resigning.
Congressman, can you explain that? I mean, is this a victory for the conservative wing of the Republican Party?
Well, it's too early to tell. It could be a major victory. It could be a major defeat. Like I said, just because they seem to be happy at the moment, they maybe have won the battle. They have been trying to remove Boehner. But they might lose the war. If the next speaker comes in and turns to this, we're only talking 25 to 40 members in the House.
Yeah.
If they turns them and says, we respect you, we love you, but we can no longer let you destroy this House. We're going to start working with Democrats. We're going to start working with the president, not to give in, but to make compromise and to make America work again.
Yeah.
If that happens, then I don't think they'll be cheering too much. So, and if the cheers continue for them, it will simply drive Democrats and Republicans further apart. It'll probably split the Republican Party because not every Republican is an extreme right-wing person. And it will make the gridlock that we have worse.
I'm having trouble understanding how the fundamental dynamic here changes at all. And I know you're suggesting that that is one of the outcomes of this resignation. That is, as you said, there's a core of, I don't know, 30 or 40 hard right conservative Republicans and Tea Party backers who seem disinclined to compromise with the president and with Democrats like you. How could Boehner's resignation and the election of someone who's likely more conservative going to change that dynamic?
I don't see how it can. I mean, it could make it worse by having somebody if they could somebody that kowtows to them elected, it could make it worse. And there will be nothing passing. We'll have government shut down every other month. And it'll be worse than that. I don't see how it can get much worse. We're not doing much, but at least we can stumble through on occasion and get a continuing resolution that keeps the government open for a month or so, keep the highway trust fund for a few months. We've been able to do that, but we have not been able to hit even a ground rule double, never mind a single.
Yeah. Last question, Congressman. I'll let you go, but I'm just curious. You know, we heard the speaker there talking about that his first job was to protect the institution of the House and that it had become clear that his prolonged leadership wasn't helping sort of resolve the turmoil around the speaker, around the leadership in the House. Was this, at the end of the day, a selfless act on his part?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, most of us, including me, I like John Boehner and I respect him. I have serious and deep differences with him, and I think his leadership style has not been what it should have been. But I like him as a man. I think he's a good person. I hope everything he has said is exactly the way it is. But honestly, there are many of us who think, and can't blame him for basically just throwing up his hands and saying, you know what, I've had enough of this nonsense. And not, I don't mean nonsense, but the typical political thing, but, you know, fighting with Democrats, but fighting with his own team. I mean, and his own team not allowing him to win. And I if that's the case, again, I don't know what's in John Boehner's heart. I guess you have to understand that.
Right. Well, Congressman Michael Capuano represents the 7th District here in Massachusetts. Thanks so much for joining us. We're very grateful. Good to have you.
Always a pleasure. Take care.